Hey guys, thanks for tuning in again for another episode of Bloom Theory Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about healing and kind of getting your confidence back and doing things to improve your life and improve, I like to call it, your happiness scale. I feel like sometimes I constantly go, 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 and I do it so much that I'm not being reflective on the things that are truly making me happy. And so that is what we are going to be discussing a little bit today, and just a little bit of a life update. I have been just doing a lot of lab work, a lot of schoolwork, and that is why I haven't had too much time to be on the podcast and doing social media type stuff, even though that is definitely something that I love to do and I really, really want to prioritize. Right now, it is just not something that I can prioritize as well when I just don't have enough time. But recently, I have just been doing the same old, same old. I have classes and then I've been in the lab. And recently, it's been pretty busy in the lab. So I have been staying kind of late. And by the time I get back home, I just kind of want to relax. And I also want to spend time with Joey. So it has just been a little bit busy recently, and I wanted to just take a step back from doing the podcast, and I just wanted to chill and relax a little bit. But I think that this helped me to kind of brainstorm for some podcast episodes and also brainstorm even for this episode and talk about being really reflective on what makes me happy and what can help me kind of get my confidence back and do things with a little bit more intention and better myself so that the things that I am doing, I do to the best of my ability. And one of the things that I said was my New Year's resolution was to spend more time doing things artistic, which for me is something that I love, and not everyone finds kind of peace and happiness in doing artistic things, but in my case, that is kind of where I find happiness and fun and kind of feel a lot more in touch with me as a person, not just my talents, because I think that when you can do art, it is really just showing what comes to your mind if you're writing or drawing. And it is really just kind of getting in touch with you and your emotions and your artistic side. And so I finally got to do a little bit of something different that is artistic yesterday. And I wanted to do a little bit of an update because I think multiple times I have mentioned on the podcast how I want to take a pottery class. And I finally got together with a bunch of my friends and we took a pottery class yesterday. And it was a 3-hour long pottery class. I was not expecting it to be as difficult as it was, and I was crying of laughter because I was definitely the problem child. Let's just say that I constantly was having problems with my clay, and I didn't know that two of the girls I was with actually had taken a pottery class before in, I think, college or high school or something like that. So kind of knew what they were doing. And then me and my other friend Amy, we were just brand new at it. And so the poor guy constantly was trying to teach us and then fixing some of our clay. Mostly me, honestly. He was constantly fixing my mistakes. But all in all, it was so fun. And I really want to do it again, but at the same time, I'm not sure if I made an enemy last night because I constantly was the problem child and was probably annoying with how bad I was at pottery. But I think it's just really hilarious because normally when it comes to artistic things, I'm a little bit more inclined to doing well at it. But really, I underestimated how difficult pottery is, and it was definitely, I definitely put my best foot forward, but it is definitely not, it's not my forte. We'll just say that when it comes to different mediums, but it was definitely a fun experience that I recommend to everyone, especially for just hanging out with your friends. It was just a really good time. I was laughing so hard that I was crying at some of my creations. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw my one bowl that turned out looking like a urinal. I swear it was, I tried, but it just, it did not turn out, but luckily I had one bowl that he helped me with that kind of turned out okay, so I'm really excited to get that back. So that's just the biggest update that I can think of right now because everything has just been pretty busy that I haven't had as much time to do anything, I guess, fun or interesting. But with that, let's just jump right into today's topic, and that is being in your healing era and just reflecting on ways that you can improve yourself and improve your confidence. Especially, I think that in a lot of ways you can work on healing and bettering yourself. And recently, I think that just physically, I've come to terms with the fact that I need to go to the doctors about some problems I've been having. And it was really comforting to talk to a doctor that was really kind, and she definitely immediately tried to get me in to get other follow-up appointments, and I might be doing physical therapy, and it kind of is comforting to know I'm getting some answers to some of the problems I've been having. So I really encourage you in whatever area of life to try and take a step back and be reflective. If something has been bothering you mentally or physically, try to get solutions and don't just allow yourself to sit and, you know, deal with those problems when there could be someone out there that could help you, when you could try and work on it yourself. And so that's kind of why I wanted to talk about it today, because recently I've been a little bit more reflective on my mentality about working out, as I've said in a previous video. And I think that a lot of change has happened in regards to how I view myself recently and getting my confidence back. And so today I'll just kind of talk about that and some tips I recommend on if you want to work on it as well. So a lot of times we are our own worst enemy, and I've noticed that with myself, and I noticed that with a lot of my friends and family. And we allow ourselves to believe what others say about us, and what's worse is that we can amplify it in our own minds. And then the way we think of ourselves can be just a downward spiral. And so I encourage you to really try and find some time to reflect, whether this be in a journal, whether this be mentally at night before you go to bed. Look back on what you can change, what you can learn, and what you can do in order to be a happier person. Find that time for yourself, and I promise things will get better, and you might even find some things about yourself that you didn't know before. So today I'm just going to talk about things that I started to believe in about myself that weren't true, and also the ways that I've worked and I'm trying to fix them. So the first thing I am just going to mention briefly and not spend too much time on this is imposter syndrome. I think everyone deals with this. Everyone has struggled with it at some point in their lives, but I have already done an episode on imposter syndrome. And so if you want to learn more about it and my thoughts on it, you can go listen to that episode. But I just still wanted to mention it because it can stem from many other things like insecurity and lack of self-confidence, which is what I'm going to be talking about next. And so I think a big thing in general that I've struggled with is doubting myself. And I always feel the need to take the most thought out, logical route, and I've learned that sometimes you have to just start doing things, whether or not it's, you know, going to be perfect the first time, which I think that a lot of perfectionists, they also struggle with this because we think that the very first time we have to do it, we have to execute it absolutely perfectly, and that is just not going to get you anywhere, because then you can feel like you're stuck and you're not moving forward. So if you think long and hard about a decision enough, sometimes you waste more time debating on the correct thing to do rather than actually doing anything at all. I think that for other overthinkers like me, it can help to think of ways to eliminate decisions and then therefore have reasons to get rid of doubts in your mind about something. So for example, when I choose different jobs in the past, I would write pros and cons lists or completely cross off jobs that didn't have, for example, the pay I wanted or the location I wanted. So that way you have something written down that you can look back on and say, okay, this is why I made that decision. I thought it out and I had a logical reason. And this is because if you are a similar overthinker, logical thinker like I am, you don't want to listen to that internal voice telling you, oh, I just have a feeling this job is going to be great for me. And I know a lot of people do think that way, and they are completely fine with being like, you know what, I just have a bad feeling about this, or I have a good feeling about this, and I'm going to go with it. I always feel that I need kind of some sort of logical reason to do it, or I doubt myself. And so this kind of gives me that kind of reason, a physical reason that I can see in making a certain decision. But I also think it's okay to tell yourself it's okay to go off of a feeling, because deep down we always try to make the best decisions for ourselves, and if it turns out to be wrong, it's okay. And that's life. And sometimes we do need to go with our gut and go with feelings, because really our gut knows that we are still trying to do what's best for us. And yeah, I think that that is something that I've learned, is just that sometimes it's okay to go with your gut and go with a feeling instead of a logical, perfect explanation for everything. And that kind of leads to what I have to say about self-confidence. I feel like it can apply differently in a lot of ways, of course, too. But one of the biggest things, I think, is that to have self-confidence, you have to learn that it's okay to mess up. Maybe that sounds really stupid and obvious, I'm not sure, but I think it's really true. And this is something that I've had to learn is really big in my self-confidence, because if you're constantly nervous about messing up, you're not confident in trying new things, if that makes sense. It's like once you allow yourself that room to mess up and you tell yourself it's okay to not do something perfectly the first few times, you start to feel more confident simply because you take the pressure off of yourself. And this can apply to work, school, learning something new, literally anything. And I've been trying to adopt the attitude of just doing what makes me happy, because if it makes my life a little bit happier, then it doesn't really matter what other people think about it. And this is definitely something that I've learned from my husband. He just does whatever makes him happy. He's switched careers completely from doing chemistry to becoming a police officer, and I think that that's not an easy decision to do, especially when I have personally seen people cut their eyes and roll their eyes at the fact that he turned down, you know, getting a PhD, going to med school, whatever, to being a first responder. And although obviously everyone knows that being a first responder is not an easy job and they are definitely underpaid for putting their lives out there every single day to protect other people, there's still the stigma of, you know, going to college for 4 years to go and do a completely different career. But I think that that has really shown how strong of a person he is, because he really truly does not care that people think that way. And he's like, well, I would rather do something that makes me feel fulfilled and happy than do something that, you know, I'm going to hate for the rest of my life. And it has really showed me how important it is to have the attitude of just doing what makes you happy without looking at what other people think. And it's still something that I really, really have to work on, and it's not easy to do, and it's not easy to completely ignore other people's comments or their thoughts about you. But if you keep it on the forefront of your mind, that it will be better for you in the long run, because you're actually making decisions based on what you truly want to do, and it's not swayed by other people's thoughts or opinions about you, or what you think other people will think based on your opinion or your decision. And that was a little bit of a tangent, but basically, if you surround yourself with good people, they should only want what is best for you, and those are the people you want to surround yourself with. You don't want to surround yourself with people that might be rolling their eyes at, you know, you following your passion, your dream career, whatever it is, because everyone starts things as a beginner, and they almost never do it right the first time. So it is most likely that you will look stupid trying something new or doing something different from other people, because as a whole, no one really knows what they're doing, and we're all humans. So when we try something new, we might look stupid doing it. But if everyone has their own life and you're living yours worried about what other people are thinking, it's really just limiting yourself and really kind of limiting what makes you happy, because you're trying to fit in a box of what other people think. And if you start thinking in this way, you'll start carrying yourself in a more confident way too. So try a new hobby, start the new job, do whatever you need to change in your life that makes you feel like you'll be happier because of it in the long run. I've been trying to work on these things recently, and it has really helped me in different areas of my life. And one of the biggest things that I tell myself for all of these points is, what's the worst that can happen? And I tell myself that all the time because I am a constant, anxious overthinker. And I know that there's other people like me out there that understand, because really, when you put it into perspective and say, really, what is the worst that can happen? Because in my mind, I can think, oh, the worst that can happen is I could, you know, lose my job, have no money, whatever it is. But really, the worst that can happen is very unlikely most of the time. And it is your brain trying to hold you back because of fear. And the worst that can happen most of the time is that we just have to try and start over, start something new, and redirect a different direction, and lessons are learned. But either way, we'll learn something, we grow, and we get stronger from it, and we live through it. So I hope this has helped any of you if you've also struggled with the same things, and I really encourage you to take a second, pause, and reflect on your life, reflect on your hobbies and your time management, what you're putting your time and energy into, and really ask yourself if you're feeling fulfilled and happy, and what you can also do about it in order to just slowly change things in order to feel a little bit happier, a little bit more fulfilled. Because in this podcast, I really just want to emphasize the fact that we are not one thing. We are not just, you know, talented in one area. We're not just our career. We're not just the sport that we played in high school. We are multifaceted people that have plenty of different talents and interests and things that can make us feel fulfilled and happy. And we can't just direct all of our energy onto one thing, because one, sometimes things don't last forever. And two, it's really important to not find your identity in one thing. So I hope this has helped anyone, and I really appreciate you guys listening to this episode, and I will talk to you guys on my next podcast.